The co-isolation of DNA and RNA from Pacific cod blood samples represents a complex laboratory procedure requiring precise methodology and careful execution. This process, selected through GitHub issue tracking, demonstrates the intricate nature of working with marine species genetic material. The procedure begins with a critical sample preparation phase. Blood samples undergo careful thawing on ice, followed by the addition of 200 microliters of 2x DNA RNA shield, a crucial step for maintaining nucleic acid stability. The mixture, containing both liquid and gelatinous blood clots, is transferred to specialized 1.5 milliliter SafeLock snap cap tubes manufactured by Eppendorf, ensuring sample security throughout processing. The homogenization process employs a sophisticated bullet blender technique, specifically designed for fresh blood samples. This method utilizes two distinct sizes of zirconium oxide beads, 0.5 millimeters, ZRROB05, and 0.15 millimeters, ZRROB015, each added in precise proportions equivalent to 0.25 times the sample volume. This dual bead approach ensures thorough sample breakdown while preserving molecular integrity. The entire homogenization process occurs in a 4 degrees Celsius cold room to prevent sample degradation. The bullet blender protocol follows a specific sequence: sample and bead placement, secure tube closure, operation at speed 10 for 3 minutes, followed by visual inspection. If homogenization appears incomplete, the process is repeated. In this case, samples required 2 rounds of blending based on visual assessment of sample consistency. For DNA and RNA extraction, researchers employed the QuickDNA RNA Mini Prep Plus kit from Zymo Research, with several strategic modifications to the standard protocol. These adjustments included omitting the proteinase K digestion step post-homogenization, implementing DNase I treatment for RNA samples, and using specific elution volumes, 100 microliters of H2O for DNA, and 50 microliters for RNA samples. Quantification procedures utilize the Roberts Lab Qubit 3.0 system with specialized assays. DNA measurement employed the 1 by high sensitivity dsDNA assay, while RNA quantification used the RNA high sensitivity assay. Both procedures required minimal sample volumes of just 1 microliter, maximizing remaining sample availability for future analyses. The results revealed interesting patterns across the 12 samples analyzed. DNA yields showed considerable variation. Highest yield, sample 92, B with 2,232 nanograms, 24.8 nanograms per microliter. Strong performers. Sample 96, B with 2,160 nanograms, 24.0 nanograms per microliter. And sample 95B with 1,647 nanograms, 18.3 nanograms per microliter. Lowest yield, sample 94B with 396 nanograms, 4.4 nanograms per microliter. Other notable low yields, sample 100B with 460.8 nanograms, and sample 97B with 473.4 nanograms. RNA yields demonstrated even more dramatic variations. Highest yield, sample 92, B with 2,656 nanograms, 66.4 nanograms per microliter. Strong performers, sample 101B with 2,360 nanograms, and sample 99B with 2,288 nanograms. Lowest yield, sample 94B with 81.6 nanograms, 2.04 nanograms per microliter. Other low yields, sample 98B with 165.6 nanograms, and sample 100B with 208 nanograms. Several patterns emerged from the data analysis. Sample 92B consistently produced the highest yields for both DNA and RNA, suggesting excellent sample quality. Conversely, sample 94B showed consistently poor yields across both measures, indicating potential issues with sample quality or cellular content. The remaining samples showed varying degrees of success, with generally better yields in RNA extraction compared to DNA. While DNA yields fell below optimal expectations, most samples produced sufficient material for downstream applications. RNA yields proved more successful, with the majority of samples generating adequate quantities for RNA-seq analysis. This outcome suggests the protocol demonstrates particular effectiveness for RNA isolation, though potential optimization opportunities exist for DNA extraction in future iterations. These results provide valuable insights for future Pacific cod blood sample processing and highlight both the strengths and limitations of the current co-isolation approach. The data suggests that while the method proves generally successful, individual sample variation plays a significant role in final yield outcomes.